Oh, guys, I'm really excited for this sponsor of the show. It's Washington Red Raspberries. It's easy to feel disconnected from where our food comes from these days. You're getting an ingredient at the store and you don't know if it's from your neighborhood, if it's from a different state, if it's from a different country. I have recently learned that 90% of American-grown frozen red raspberries come from a community of farmers in Washington State. They're grown by multi-generational family farmers who take pride in every berry. I have a bag in my freezer right now and I've been adding them on top of my yogurt with my pumpkin seeds, and they're just fresh and they're juicy and they're full of flavor. And when they start to defrost a little bit and get jammed, they're delicious. They're grown in nutrient-rich soil, and then they're frozen at peak ripeness. So then when you get them, they're peak ripe. They're also featured in popular products like Smucker's Uncrustables with the red raspberry filling, as well as Smucker's Raspberry Jam. You can find frozen Washington red raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery stores like Kroger, Winco. Check the label for American-grown frozen raspberries. Look for product of the U.S. on the back. If you want to learn more about the farmers behind these incredible berries and more details on where you can buy them, visit redraz.org. That's redraz.org. And you'll find farmers' stories, recipes, and retailers who carry these delicious berries and all the reasons to choose red raspberries grown right here in the U.S. We all want to feel our best, but let's be honest, some wellness routines just aren't sustainable. That's why Goli's Ashwagandha Gummies are a game changer. Goli makes wellness easy and delicious with their Ashwagandha Gummies. They're America's number one Ashwagandha brand, trusted by millions. They're chewable, made with high quality ingredients, and packed with essential B vitamins, so you can feel your best without any hassle. Goli Ashwagandha Gummies are made with KSM-66, a clinically studied form of Ashwagandha to lower cortisol levels, the hormone that your body releases when you're stressed. Because when your cortisol drops, you feel calmer, you sleep better, think more clearly, and have more balanced energy throughout the day. Goli Ashwagandha Gummies also include vitamin D to support mood, immune health, and overall wellness. Head to goli.com now, that's goli.com, and get 50% off Goli's Ashwagandha Gummies today only using code GOLI50. Try them risk-free with Goli's money-back guarantee, because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait, visit goli.com and use code GOLI50 today. Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombardi, host of the Lexi Podcast, and thank you for tuning in. Last week, I gave a bit of a life update, and before that, it was a bit of Australia Diaries. I had gone on a trip to Australia and New Zealand and had the absolute adventure of a lifetime, and I had just so many good memories and so many fun things to share. Now I'm back in my routine, and I definitely was experiencing post-travel blues because it was such an adventure, you know? I wasn't having to do anything really that wasn't fun, and having almost a month of pure fun and excitement to come back down to earth was, it felt like such a low to go back to a happy medium. I'm like, happy medium, this is the depths of despair. Are you kidding? No. Now it's been 2 weeks and I feel a little bit leveled. And I've been back on my internet game. I have been posting Instagram reels and they're so fun. I judged vertical content. All right. You have to understand, my background is in medium to long form horizontal content. I'm a landscape girl. I like taking photos horizontally. I like recording videos horizontally. It took a little bit when Instagram went from square to portrait options to think, okay, do I actually want this? I'm always slow to adjust. Very few things am I quick to jump on the bandwagon. I have to think about it. I have to marinate on it first. I have to see how it feels. And a lot of times I'm stubborn and resistant toward technological changes. Whereas when it comes to my personal life, quick changes, oh, I'm so keen. Let's move somewhere. Great. Let's take a day trip. Great. Let's go here for lunch. Actually, let's go here for lunch. I'm so quick to get on board with change. But when it comes to creation, oh, I'm so old school for my age, you know, not that old school, but I'm like, this is not how we did it in 2009. But now here I am, 2025. Reels are fun. I feel like I can actually post a casual reel now. Yesterday, I uploaded a recent empties because I had 5 or 6 of my favorite products that I had finished and thought, let me post it on my reels. These are things that maybe I would have made a YouTube video for back in the day, but It's a quick 2-minute video. Let's post that vertically. And for some reason, I felt maybe more comfortable doing that on TikTok. If you're not a content creator or involved in social media, which I can't imagine you aren't, just because how else would you find out about this podcast? I don't know. I actually asked on Instagram how you guys found out about this podcast. And it was really interesting to hear. A lot of them were through mutual internet friends, personal life friends that also have internet followings. And then a lot of them were on the homepage. I had searched something and your podcast came up, and I've been a fan for the last 4 years. Those were cool to me. I'm like, oh, wow. The algorithm served you to me. I can't imagine that, because once again, old school thinking, I'm like, it has to be through word of mouth. But maybe if you're not creating content or following content in the same way that maybe I am, you're not thinking about, well, I feel comfortable putting X, Y, and Z on TikTok, but not on Reels. No, I feel so comfortable just being really chill and casual on Reels. And my friends are now feeling this way too. So shout out to Emily June and Ella Snyder. I see you guys. I see you posting Reels. I've taken note. Trust me. Emily and I even went as far as to do a collaborative post for something that we had recorded, I don't know, a month or two ago. And we're like, let's put that on Instagram. Let's do it. I saw Ella making her beauty video. I also did a little clothing try-on haul. It's been really fun. You know what is also really fun for me right now? YouTube. For the last, let me go to my channel. My channel is www.youtube.com/LexiLombard. All right. I posted my first vlog of this new sort of vlogging series called I Adopted a Puppy 2 months ago. And for the last 2 months, 2, 4, 6, 8, oh my God, 2.5 months, I post a video every single Friday. And I love it. It is so fun. I want to make a more explanatory video of adopting Spoon. But then I have a couple LA vlogs. I have a birthday vlog. And then I have 4. And I think there will probably be 6 Australia vlogs and maybe 1 New Zealand vlog. So keep up. It's a really fun time. And actually, I was out yesterday running an errand. And this guy goes, oh my God, I was just watching your Australia vlog yesterday. Nice to meet you. And then Spoon sees that a man is talking to me and he goes, oh my God, is this Spoon? So fun. So fun. I love it. Also, Spoon got recognized. Someone was like, oh my God, are you Spoon's mom? Like, there's no fucking way this man has fans. I'm upset. I was also at a Puma event a few weeks ago and this woman was like, wait, you have the dog named Spoon. I do. This must have been how my mom felt when I was in high school and I got recognized for the first time ever. And this girl's like, oh, are you Beauty Rush 315 on YouTube? And my mom literally interjects the conversation, sticks her hand out and goes, I'm her mom. It was so cute. I tease mom about that forever, but she's like, it was so cool. Like, are you kidding? Because we were in Tyson's Corner Mall in Virginia, which already felt very urban compared to where we lived. Tyson's was definitely the nice mall. And we'd have to drive, I don't know, 40 minutes or so to get to it. So to be there, I don't know what I was even shopping for. I can't remember. Was I a sophomore or a junior? I actually still follow her on Instagram to this day. Her name is Kate. And she ended up moving to Hawaii. She went to Princeton. What a star she is. Kate, if you're listening to this, I still think about you and I love your stories and I adore you. So YouTube, really fun, posting regularly. And then because I'm sort of getting my bearings up and YouTube is a bit of a different place. And I actually think that the way that YouTube is moving right now is in a way that aligns a little bit more with my natural nature. It aligns more with my nature, which is to be a bit more casual and to gain views based on curiosity as opposed to SEO. That was a hard time on YouTube for me. I sort of took it and put it on the back burner. I took a step back because I don't think my ideas are very, very rarely filled with a ton of preparation. I get the urge and then I just start recording. I feel inclined. I feel inspired. I feel motivated. And then I take action and then gain the momentum from the action to continue and finish. I can't spend too much time ideating, or else I will have a very difficult time taking the project from ideation and actually began creation because I almost have built it up too much in my mind. And maybe that's an issue I have in my own creative process, but YouTube has now seemed to be moved in a way where you can title these things. Like one of my vlogs that's the best performing in the last 2 months is just called I Ruined My Skin, or Using My Free Will. I don't have to be thinking what to do. I see, my brain doesn't even work this way. It would be like having skin problems, line, 5 ways I have fixed my skin, or something of the sort. You know what I'm talking about. Also, I just stick with Arial font. You know, maybe I'll have a chapter where it's a bit more polished, but I'm not in that season right now. I also am finding it very fun to record specifically on my phone. I always have my phone on me. It's one less thing to carry. I do think having a camera is obviously going to be better quality and probably better audio, but the iPhone is not bad. And no one has batted an eyelash in the comments. So as far as I'm concerned, it's not that big of an issue, but I have been watching several videos. Dozens, I would argue, on how to grow on YouTube, and I'm trying to learn a little bit more about it. I do think there is a point, though, when trying to make improvements on either yourself or your business where you can watch too many things and then suddenly you're useless. You haven't received any help. Almost less information is better, because then you start getting overwhelmed and get contradicting advice and suddenly are stuck with decision fatigue. So I had to kind of slow down on that. I'm like, I actually don't think this is productive anymore. I think I've surpassed any sort of productive advice and it's now counterproductive. But YouTube is really fun and I'm down to stick with it. I want to start incorporating some sit-down videos and more specific topic videos into the mix. Vlogs have been fun, but now that I'm back from my trip and I don't really have any sort of routine that's different from before that I feel super inclined to share, I'm feeling much more inclined to share travel packing tips. I pack like a champion. Oh, my suitcase, it's a unit. It is a thought out, perfect unit. And I honestly think that I should walk you through it. What was another idea I had? Some of them are from articles because in addition to YouTube being really fun, Substack. So fun. Tyra had been telling me for ages, Lex, you need a Substack. And my response was always, I have a Patreon. I did not realize that they are not the same. Yes, there's a membership portion, but Substack is a lot more like Twitter than it is Patreon. And it took me a bit to get on it, but I have so much fun scrolling and reading. The feed looks really similar to the Twitter feed, but then you also have videos and longer articles that people can attach. And I really like it. And I only have one article up publicly called Baby Trap a Billionaire. Highly recommend. It's a one-page, quick, silly read, but it's fun. And I have a lot of notes on future articles. As a side note, I don't know if anyone else has tried using Obsidian. That's something I'm in a deep wormhole for right now. I'm transcribing notes from all previous notebooks onto Obsidian because I want to see the digital garden. There's definitely a German word for what the sort of web is. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Obsidian is a sort of nuanced note-taking software. I only have maybe a handful of notes on there right now, and I don't know it well enough to explain. I was getting dinner with my friend Claudia on Monday, and I was asking her if she had heard of it before. And as I tried to explain it, I couldn't really. So I think I don't know enough about it. If you don't know how to explain it, you don't understand it. And I'm still learning to understand it, but I have Substack ideas in my Obsidian. And you know what is also fun? I'm really having a good time on the internet right now. Patreon. I had two separate tiers for my Patreon. One is the extended ad-free podcast. So every time you're listening to this podcast, if you think, you know what? I like her. I want to know a little more. At the end of every public episode, I go into longer, more personal stories, things that I wouldn't want the full public having access to. In addition, you're also awarded with an ad-free episode. So it's extended. That option is always there. And then I started having fun with videos because I was feeling a little turned off from YouTube at this point when I had created a Patreon. And I had made it almost double the price to get access to videos just because videos, I thought, were worth that much more. And in reality, I would actually just want everyone to see them. Everyone who's a part of the Patreon, not everyone. So I've decided to make it, I think it's like a dollar more or something. And now you can have the ad-free extended YouTube channel. If anyone has been on the internet following me for as long to remember Ahoy, I'm Lexi, old channel, stream of consciousness, probably a good practice and breeding ground for said podcast that you're listening to. So it can be a little bit more personal. And I've been feeling so inclined to go on Photo Booth and share a little insight and post it on Patreon. I'm just really having a good time with it. I think it's because I'm always a shell of myself. In the winter, woe is me. But I've been taking my walks and spring has sprung. They're the prettiest flowers. If you were to go through my camera roll right now, you would just see countless photos of flowers. There's so many pretty colors all over the neighborhood. It makes the walks so fun. There's so many things to look at and so many things to smell. It's amazing. We have so many cool plants here in California and I love it. So I'm enjoying the outside, which is making me enjoy myself and my time. And it makes creating easier. I've never been much of a heartbreak creator. I've always been more creative when I feel good because I have more energy and more inspiration. So spring is here. I'm getting my swag up. I think it's going to be a pretty swaggy summer, if I had to quote it. It's a swaggy summer. The 2010s are in right now. Never been my personal favorite style, but maybe I'll tap in just for the fun of it. But there's a little swag in the air. Does anyone else feel it? I feel like we're in, maybe it's the potential recession on the way. So we're seeing a little bit of a mirror to 2008. I don't know, but I feel fun. I feel creative. I feel inspired. My friend just cut my hair and that's really put a little pep in my step. I have my brown hair, but I do want to put a little bit of a glaze in it. I said that I recorded an empties video for Reels yesterday and I was talking about K18 because I think it's one of the greatest hair products on the market. I don't like to mess around with too many different hair products, but hair growth and hair health has been a major priority since being a bleach blonde. And even though I don't want to add color to my hair, I think a gloss is okay. So my friend who cut my hair, I think she's going to put a gloss or a glaze. I'm not really sure the difference. She's in hair school right now, which goes into the next point that I want to discuss, which is the three job theory. She's working at a hair salon. She's going to hair school. She's also a fine artist. So she is sort of working, I guess that'd be two. But she also works the door places too. What a bad bitch she is. But then Tyra had just the best working month ever. I'd come back from my trip and she had really been modeling. She has her corporate job and then she also consults. So she's just killing it in the workforce right now. And they're all very aligned with her skill set. And she's like, every bitch has three jobs right now. Every cool bitch has three jobs. I was talking to Claudia about it. I was like, think about it. You have Cycler, you have your influencing or like your YouTube, all of that sort of thing. And then acting and now directing. So she has three and a half, four. She has four. What do I have right now? They're all internet-based. So I would say one, but you could say, okay, you have your YouTube and social media, you have your podcast and you have your Patreon. But I want to have a job that's outside too. And I'm so grateful that I have the time to get another job to, like, that I'm able to support myself enough that I don't need to get another job, but I can if I want to, because I have the thirst for knowledge. I have the thirst for experience. I have a couple ideas, but I want to work a little bit more collaboratively. A lot of what I do is solo and a lot of what I do is at my house. And I'm an extrovert. I want to be out and about, up and at 'em, learning and growing. And I have so much to learn. I have so much to learn. And Tyra's like, what if you went back to school? I'm like, so expensive. I don't want to spend money. I want to make money. So I'm going to be working to get my three jobs because I'm okay right now, but I want to be excellent. You know, I want to feel excellent. All is well. I hope I'm putting a little pep in your step. I do want to give a little disclaimer. I know I sound really peppy and excited right now, but I do want to get behind the smoke and mirrors and say I wanted to die 2 days ago. I was PMSing so hard. And have you guys seen that reel of the girl who's recording herself in her luteal phase. She's like, I just don't think I can do it anymore. And then once she's done with her period, she has another clip. She's like, shut up. And that's exactly how it feels. 2 days ago, I was like, I can't do this. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. It's just all horrible. I hate it here. Here I am being like, wow, Instagram reels are fun. YouTube is fun. Patreon is fun. Substack is fun. I had thought during my little mini funk that I was in, let's stop with the screen time. That's an easy fix. I have so many things that bring me joy and even some more like questionable habits that I can justify sometimes. But screen time has always been one where I've never been on my phone for a long time and been like, you know what? But that was good, right? Like that was good. So I downloaded this app called Be Present. And for the last few days, I have only allowed myself to go on Instagram for 15 minutes, TikTok for 15 minutes. All of my apps, except for some very basic ones, are locked until 9:30 in the morning. So I have the first 2 hours of the day to just not look. But I'm here to say, I think I actually have way more self-control than I give myself credit for. My view of myself is so much more off the rails than she actually is. Like, I do not give myself credit for the amount of self-discipline and willpower I possess because I'm comparing myself to previous versions of myself. And then whenever, comparison is the thief of joy, but whenever I compare myself to other people, I'm like, oh girl, you are so much better. You have so much more self-control and self-discipline and willpower than a lot of people you know, which, you know, compare with caution. But I'm comparing myself to other times where I'm feeling my absolute best and I have a hard time with not feeling my absolute best all the time. But honey, you're a human. That's what I had to tell myself. You think that you can strive for perfection. And my version of perfection is not your version of perfection. I have this idea of myself that I've been and I've felt and I've experienced. And I try to hit that and experience that as often as I possibly can. And sometimes it doesn't matter how hard I try. I just am not going to be feeling that way. And I have a hard time swallowing that pill. So I thought, screen time, monitor that. And it's been 3 or 4 days now. And I'm like, it's actually okay. But it is, I will say, nice to have Instagram locked and TikTok locked and all of that for when you click it and it says you can't open it. Because then I have to think to myself, oh yeah, why was I going on it? And sometimes I'm not going on it for anything. Sometimes I'm going on it because a brand's asking for analytics and I need to send a screenshot and then I accidentally spend 30 minutes on my phone and I feel stupid. But sometimes I'm clicking on the app and I'm like, oh, I just am actually doing this because it was habitual and I guess I had a moment of space and was taking advantage of that by clicking on the app. And I actually like having it locked. I really did. But I think I don't need this app for it because you have to pay for the app. I might revisit this later, but I think there are screen time monitors that are built into the iPhone already. So I'm going to explore those a bit. But I love how having this app has somehow left me with the feedback that, wow, technology, when not overconsumed, is actually incredibly fun. I mean, think of how many cool things the internet has brought us. Look at this. It's brought us together. You wouldn't be listening to this had it not been for the internet. And I don't think anything about this podcast is self-destructive. I feel like this is a pretty uplifting, honest, dare I say, mostly delightful show. I'm thinking of other people that I watch on YouTube. There's so many fun things to see and do and all the articles I've gotten to read on Substack and the Patreons and talking to you guys. It's all pretty nice. So I think when used in moderation can be an incredible thing. And I love how my assumption, my hypothesis, dare we say, would be getting rid of these apps or putting high restrictions on these apps is going to make me think these apps are the devil. They are evil, and I am so much better without them. And having a break from them made me realize, aw, they're actually kind of sweet. Of course, there's a little evil in them, but there's a little evil in everyone. We all have a little dark side. And if you proceed with caution, it's totally fine. So that's a little update on me. feeling good. Swag is on its way. Spring is here. And I love you all. So now it's time, if you're not on the Patreon, to listen to today's sponsors. And then after the sponsors, let's get into the questions for the Q&A portion of this episode. And if you're on the Patreon, we'll just start now. Truthfully, I love when I can shop multiple things that I want in one place. And up until recently, I really thought that Revolve was only clothes. And then I found out they have Goop products. They have Lemme vitamins. They have my ashwagandha that I like, as well as Levi jeans, Frankie's bikinis, Danielle Guizio. I mean, the fact that I can get a little mini skirt, a vitamin, a leather belt, a pair of heels, a beauty blender all in one purchase, that's a huge yes for me. So those are some of my recents. I have been wanting the perfect pair of jeans, and isn't that something that every girl is always wanting? Finally just decided to get some classic Levi's on Revolve. Easy, perfect, wear them all the time. So from last minute giveaways to party dressing and seasonal upgrades, Revolve has you covered with fast 2-day shipping and easy returns on all of them. And for a limited time, you can shop a curated selection of my favorite styles at revolve.com/Lexi and receive 15% off your first order. That's with code Lexi, L-E-X-I-E. So revolve.com/Lexi to shop my top picks and get 15% off your first order with code Lexi. Offer ends June 15th, so don't miss out. Have you ever had one of those days where everything just feels harder than usual and you can't quite figure out why? Recently, I've learned that sometimes it's not just stress or lack of sleep. It could be my hormones at play. And I know firsthand how much stress can mess with hormones. Between work and life and travel, it's easy to feel a little out of balance, and I know I'm not the only one. That's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life. After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones. Hormone Harmony is an herbal formula that fine-tunes the hormonal system, helps with bloating, chronic fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, more. So it doesn't just help with estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. It also helps with the stress hormones such as cortisol. Small habits like taking Hormone Harmony every day can have a huge impact on how we feel. Are you ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today and find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. For a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code Lexi. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Lexi for 15% off today. I want to start by saying that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to health, and no one needs to lose weight to be worthy, beautiful, confident. But for those who are looking for a science-backed, sustainable way to manage their weight, Effecty is making it more accessible than ever. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredient found in popular GLP-1 medications, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by helping regulate appetite and blood sugar, making weight management feel more natural and sustainable. You fill out a short medical questionnaire, chat with a licensed provider, and if eligible, your prescription is shipped straight to your door. No waiting rooms, no hidden fees, and no membership is required. What I really can appreciate about Effecty is their transparency. You know exactly what you're paying for from the start, and they're committed to making treatment safe, affordable, and accessible to those who need it. If this sounds like something that could support your health journey, right now my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code Lexi at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use the code Lexi to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today. Lily Davis asked, how do you challenge the feeling that you should have achieved more by your late 20s? You only know what you know when you know it. You couldn't have known that before, and I would argue you did the best you could. That being said, this gives you so much more time to achieve your dreams. I think a lot of people go so hard right out the gate. They're feeling so ambitious as a teenager into their early 20s. Let me get it all done. And then they're exhausted and are like, okay, time to settle down. I'm 28. I did it. I tried my best. I did all I could. I want to get married, have a baby, have a house, chill out, or move on to this next stage. Whereas when you don't achieve all you want in your 20s, you think, okay, well, I still have this ambition. I have this yearning, this burning fire inside me. I want to do more. I want to have a legacy. I want to leave my mark in a positive way. I have things I want to do. I have dreams that I want to come true. So you can just get into them now. There are so many decades in your life. God willing, you'll have a nice, beautiful, long life. So what that you didn't do them in your 20s? You get to do them in your 30s. Do them in your 40s. All right, this is a dating question. Steven Walters asked, how has your perspective on dating changed as you've grown into your 20s? My perspective on dating. my perspective on dating changes all the time. I don't think it's been this arc of I had this idea of dating in my early 20s and now in my later 20s, it has grown into something different. It's all over the map and it's very dependent on what I need and where I'm at each stage of my life. So in my early 20s, I was in a serious relationship and that was serving a purpose and it was beautiful until it had to end. And then a lot of my 20s, I thought of relationships as something very exhausting and very taxing. And so I ran the other way. I was like, nope, don't want anything to do with a relationship. I must experience independence, me, myself, and I, friendships and crushes. That's about it. I wasn't in a space to take on the responsibility of a relationship, and I didn't have the same love to give that I think is required in a relationship. Relationships are about wanting to give love and support to another person in the exchange of that. And I just didn't have that for a portion of my 20s. And my perspective, even like 2 years ago, I was probably dating for the ego, which sucks. That's so embarrassing. Like to be like, oh yeah, this guy likes me. Oh yeah, this guy's taking me to this place and this, like, ugh, ew. Okay. And what about it? How's your connection? Do you even like him? Or do you just like the fact that you get to say that you're doing these things? But I couldn't have cared less about him. And then I have these other crushes where I'm like, oh my God, it doesn't matter. Like, we could sit in an empty room until the end of time and I would die for you. So I don't know how my perspective on dating has changed, because I think my perspective on dating is constantly changing. And even the way that I thought about it, you know, over the holidays versus today is different. And I'm still constantly evolving on A, what I think a healthy relationship looks like, and B, what a healthy relationship looks like for me. Dash asks, do you ever worry about oversharing and your digital footprint? At this point, no. Maybe those are famous last words, though. I have some qualms regarding it. One, it's already bitten me in the ass a couple times. One, I lost a job because of something that was dug up. And two, I had hurt my mom's feelings by something that I had said, and that kills me to this day. But on the other side, it's done so much good for me, and maybe I could be a little bit more cautious. The only other potential qualm is that if I'm meeting someone, we'll say like a romantic relationship, if I'm getting to know someone, it feels a little unfair that I have all this information about me that they have access to. I'm like, come on, let me tell you. And let me tell you, I would obviously tell them way more, you know? And there's also so many different sides. For example, this is such a, I don't know why this is the only example I'm thinking of. If you were to go into my high school videos, you would get to see what's in my purse and watch me come back from hockey practice or hang out in the library and get ready for prom. But I have so many silly, ridiculous, absurd, or horrific high school stories that never made the internet. And so if you were to go back and assume that even looking at my Australia vlogs, what I keep telling to any of my friends that see the vlogs, they're like, it looks so fun. And I keep saying, however it looked on the vlog, it was a million times better in real life. And that's because there's so much more. And obviously I have to cater myself a little bit. There is a bit of awareness. What I say is going to be heard and you never know who's going to hear it. So I have to be a little bit cautious. But ultimately, I think putting myself on the internet has done more good than anything else. It's helped you. It's helped me. It's a pretty nice digital footprint, all things considered. I don't make any drama content. I rarely talk about people. It's not like inherently wholesome, but it's not something I really have much shame over. The only issue is small mistakes I've made along the way, or as I said, how if I want to get to know someone, they can just Google me and find out way faster. And I'm like, no, that's not fair. That's not fair. Oh, I love this question because I already hinted at it. Allegra Barbie or Barbaretto asks, what will the Lexi Lombard summer bring or be in 2025? It's going to be a swaggy summer. It's going to be chill. It's going to be casual. It's not full glam, but it's not as whimsical maybe as it was last year. I was trying to be in any pool, hotel, or forest that I could find. I wanted the high-low of the bougie and the natural. Here, I don't give a fuck if I'm at a dive bar. I want to be drinking margaritas on a patio. I want to be in baggy shorts and flip-flops and a tight little tank top with my bra strap showing. I want to be chilling. I want to be having fun. I want to be going on a boat. I want to be going to the lake. I want to be surfing. I've been putting it out there verbally, not just into the universe, but verbally explaining to people, if you have a foam board I can borrow, please let me do it. And then I also need to find people to surf with in California. This is a whole situation that I'm an issue, a problem, a challenge is really what it is, a challenge I have to solve. It's going to be a swaggy summer. I had made a discussion in a portion of a recent vlog about my swaggy workout outfits because I've never been too comfortable in the matching sports bra and legging set. I think it's cute, but I don't feel like myself in it. I feel most myself when I'm in a little tank top and some shorts and mid-calf socks and sneakers when I'm working out. That's when I feel like myself. So I had talked about my swaggy workout outfits, and then my friend Sophia and I went shopping, and I was like, what's your goal? And she's like, get my swag up. Always about getting your swag up. And that's what this summer is going to be. Ruby Boss asked, what's my astrology big six? Boone, it's okay. They're just having a conversation outside. We have housekeepers here. And Tyra's speaking with them, and it's all okay. You don't have to be involved. Spoon is such an investigator. He needs to know what's going on at all times. He's always paying attention. He's always on guard. And then once he has investigated and come to whatever conclusion he needs to, where things are good and right, then he can relax and it's time to spoon again. What was my question, though? What's my astrological big six? A lot of Pisces. There's Aquarius in there. I think it's mostly Pisces and Aquarius. Oh, I don't know if I'm ready to answer this. This is something that has always been something I've thought about maybe discussing in the Patreon. It's been so long at this point, but I still to this day get questions. How do you really feel about Megan and Finley? And obviously that was a heartbreaking situation for me. That was pretty devastating. That was a living nightmare and really heavy and not something I ever could have imagined. But at this point, it's been so many years that it rarely crosses my mind. And right after it had happened, I proceeded to block as many accounts and as many ways so nothing was surfacing about them or any of their content on the internet where I would see it. So I've done a pretty good job where I hardly ever see anything anymore. And I think that's ultimately what's helped me heal is just as much time and space as possible. But that broke me for sure. That really hurt. This is a funny question. H. Cashin asked, how to be spontaneous? I can only be spontaneous if I'm planning ahead to be. I think it's easy to be spontaneous if you have the time and the desire and the funds. That's not nothing. That definitely plays into it. But, you know, money comes, money goes. For example, I had no weekend plans. Tyra says, there's a tennis tournament in Palm Springs. What if we just go get a hotel room? I had no other plans. I had no reason not to. And it sounded like fun. So was it on the calendar? No. But was it an easy decision to be like, yeah, let's get a hotel room. Let's go. Let's get tickets to this. Let's do it. Same thing whenever I took myself skiing. I had nothing to do that day. It was a Saturday. I'd woken up so early. So at that point, I had the time, I had the desire, and I had the fun. So I think it's saying yes to things that sound interesting to you when your schedule allows for it. You don't have to be spontaneous where if you're supposed to go to work and then someone's like, I think that we should go to Palm Springs for a tennis tournament. And you're like, I have things to do. It's if you have nothing going on, why not add a little zest to your life? Why not? Oh, I love this question. Hannah Dolphy asks, favorite season, place in the world combos. Example, spring in Maine, summer in Maine, summer on the East Coast, the Northeast summer. Like a Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard summer. Are you kidding me? A Virginia spring is so beautiful. A perfect New York fall. A California spring. I mean, it's perfect here right now. Spring is my favorite season. We don't get to experience it too often. It's often so short, but we're actually experiencing a lovely spring here in LA, and I'm taking note. I'm very aware of it. What else? A fall in Paris. Like September in Paris is beautiful. I don't know. I want to like throw Australia into this conversation, but I don't know when the best time to go is, but I'd like to be able to answer that question by this time next year where I'm like, oh, fall in Australia, or I guess it'd be spring in Australia for fall for me because it's opposite, but I like my answer so far. Oh, Tierra Soul. I have an answer for you for this question. Do you ever feel melancholic, subtly distressed, and you can't place why? Yeah, that is to be a woman. To be a woman is to feel strange sometimes. To be a woman is to feel the melancholy and not know why. To feel subtly distressed and have to sit with it. It's the intuition. It's the collective. We feel strange. And if you want to get sciencey, maybe it's the hormones. But yes, often, many times throughout the month, do I have the melancholic, subtly distressed feeling that I can't pinpoint. Sean or Sienna Brady asked, favorite books to get out of a reading slump. I just read The Pisces by Melissa Broder, and I think that's a really fun one. It takes place in between Los Angeles, specifically Santa Monica, and Arizona, and it's a quick read, and it's silly. It's a little disturbing. It's everything I want in a quick read. Lil Megs asked, how did you find Aussie Men? Any skincare brands you found on holidays? Okay, two very different questions. I found the men amazing. I was staying with the best guys. Most of my time was spent with the babes because, for a little bit of context, I had gone to Australia because one of my friends, Camille, was playing with the Babe Rainbow, and they're an Australian band. So the guys in it, we have Angus as lead singer, then we have Elliot on bass, Jack on guitar, and Miles on drums. All four of them, fantastic guys, love them all. I was staying with Jack and his wife and his kids, and we stayed in their guest house. And we would get to spend dinner with them, have a home-cooked meal, hang out with the kids, draw pictures, sip wine, very family-oriented. And then Elliot was adventure man. He would pick us up in the morning and take us around Byron. He would take us around Mullumbimby and Ballina. I think that's how you say it, Ballina, whatever. Federal, all of the little towns that we were staying in, and go surfing. Angus would also take us to go surfing, and we would hang out and chill and go to good food. So much breakfast. Huge breakfast scene there. Eat food, drink milk, go to the farm, see waterfalls, see rivers. And then we got to meet all of their friends. And then Miles is just perfect. Like, I've never met someone who's just simply more perfect. Well, also, they're all perfect. They're all perfect in their own way. And I love them all so much. But we would visit Miles at his coffee shop. And then, of course, we were touring with them as well and got to meet all of their friends along the way. So there was mutual friends that we got to go over and hang out at their houses and go swimming with them, this, that, and the other. And everyone's wives and girlfriends were so sweet. But the men were great. I truly had such a good time and loved everyone so much and felt so cared for and loved that it made the trip so special. And I think that's the reason I love Australia so much is because of those guys. Ariana asked for my thoughts on keeping friend groups separate versus the more the merrier mindset. Depends on your stress levels and also your friends' personalities. If you have easygoing friends, yeah, more the merrier. Oliver asked, how does grass feel on bare feet? Absolutely perfect. So incredibly perfect. And the better the grass, the better it feels. More bare feet on grass. That's all I'm saying. If I were to run for president, streets need to be clean enough to be barefoot. And grass needs to be clean enough. I'm going to take this moment to talk about Elysian Park. It's one of my favorite parks to go to. I'm constantly taking Spoon there. It's such a beautiful park. And I would argue one of the cleanest parks that we have here. And then I go recently after my trip to take Spoon there. Easter has passed and there is trash everywhere. I'm sure having a baby, the same way having a dog, makes you realize how dirty the world is. Because I can step on little pieces of blue and pink and yellow Easter trash and not think anything of it other than like, ew, kind of gross, but it's not toxic. Whereas Spoon's going to eat that. And I'm sure your baby's going to want to pick it up and put it in their mouth. And I'm so upset of how dirty it is. I want to be running around barefoot. I will say the day that I got back from my trip and I take Spoon to the park, oh, shoes came off and I was running around barefoot. I feel like I had built up a little bit of calluses, you know, from all the mild amounts of time that I spent barefoot. I mean, in Byron, they're really barefoot. I was just treading lightly, no pun intended. So many people are saying you have to spend more time in Australia. You have to move to Australia. Dream house in Australia would include what? Guys, you can't say that to me. You can't put these ideas in my head because the thing is, I will move. That is so my personality type. I have big dreams and I want to see the world. And all it takes is one invite. Someone to be like, hey, you should come visit. Girl, okay. Let me look at flights. I'm not a hard person to get to travel. That is one of my favorite things in this life. Oh, you want to see me? Great. I would love to see you. Let's go. Should I come to you or should we go somewhere else? I'm so down. Interesting question. Haley asked the scariest moment from my trip. Scariest moment. Did I have a scary moment? No, pretty good trip. Nothing too scary. Pretty light. Nothing too heavy. Oh my God. I just got a little notification from a Patreon commenter. This one's Bodhi. She said, I came from the old YouTube, but I feel like the pod is peak Lexi content, Lexi form. That means everything. I love this podcast. I think back to the three job theory. I love this so much, but I am so comfortable here. This is second nature to me at this point. Posting on YouTube and having a podcast. I've been doing YouTube for a decade. The podcast we're working on almost 5 years. So this is something that is so routine to me. And as I said, I'm incredibly comfortable doing it. So one aspect is I could raise the stakes, create a bigger challenge, you know, get a bigger studio, start bringing more guests and amplify the show, make it a bigger production, or I could test other skill levels. It's really just a matter of if I want to go deeper with this or if I want to go wider and expand my horizon. So with the three job theory, I have more time because I'm so comfortable with this. Let me see what else I can do. I'm curious. Oh, I love this question. Natalie asked, what are things that I find chic? I would love to make a list of these. One is seeing a man just know how to cut food, prepare food, cook food. Like not just the cooking, but there's something so sexy to me about a man holding an avocado and cutting it with a chef's knife in his hand. Right now, I'm reading Anthony Bourdain. I'm actually listening to his book because he narrates it. And that is what will get me to download an audiobook if the author's narrating. So I did Kitchen Confidential first, finished that. Now I'm on Medium Raw. Love him. But in Kitchen Confidential, he was speaking about his boys in the summer, they would just get a fish from the market, roast it with lemon and salt, and just eat it with their hands. And there was something really chic and sexy about that to me. I'm like, wow. The idea of a bunch of my guy friends going to Taco Bell dries me up. Men with lemon and salt on a roasted fish eating with their hands. I love that. Lola, my grandma, incredibly chic. I'm trying to think of things that she did. This I took after her, but we will just take our glasses to go. I'm at home drinking coffee out of a mug and I want to take Spoon on a walk. I'm taking my mug with me. I'm not going to put it in a to-go mug. I'm just going to carry my mug with me. Oh, I have a Coke on ice. I'm having to run an errand. I'm just going to take my glass in the car with me. And there's something a bit chic about that of holding your literal glass from home in the car, having your mug from home in your hand on a walk. What are other things I find chic? So many. Those are just two off the top of my head. When someone has personalized stationery, is that a humble brag? Because I do. I don't know. That's a trend though I've seen online, and that could be something I could make a video from. Claire asks dating tips for people who are afraid of dating and not enjoying the apps. I would think, based on this, that you're putting a lot of pressure on dating, a lot of expectations for the person that you're going on the date with. If actual formal dates are too nerve-wracking for you, I would invite someone out to something that you're already going to. For example, All Time is having some vintage book event tonight and they're doing wine and burgers. If I was going to that already, or even more, going with some friends, I would say to my crush that I'm going to this and he should come and it would be fun. Or just low lift things. Also, if you do things last minute, that gives you less time to think about it. So if you're at work and you were asked on a date, like, oh, I don't know, just like a casual little, like, let's grab a drink or let's go on a walk around the reservoir. I feel like that's a classic Silver Lake date. Let's walk around the reservoir after work today, because then you don't have too much time to think about it. Also, this could go either way. I think it's based on personality. For example, if Tyra was going on a date, she would want to think about her outfit, think about her hair and makeup, and show up looking her absolute best, because that would make her feel like her absolute best. When she looks her best, she feels her best. Sometimes if I get done up, I'm almost distracted by the fact that I'm done up, but I just think I'm generally a little bit more casual. So I find that I'm actually much more comfortable on dates if I'm coming from something else, like if I've already been out during the day and my makeup is worn in, or I don't have any on, or I have an outfit that I've already been in. It's not just like something I'm putting on right before the date. Then I find myself to be a little bit more relaxed and a little bit more comfortable. I also find I get hit on more when I smell. Like if I've been out all day, haven't showered, it has to be pheromones. That's the only explanation I can think of. Because whenever I'm like freshly showered, freshly done up, nothing notable, you know? Whereas I find that when I have gone to a workout and like meet up with friends after, I'm like, why am I getting hit on right now? This is so strange. But it's happened so much that I've realized a pattern. So as I said, my only hypothesis is pheromones. But dating tips for people who are afraid of dating: go on less formal dates. Maybe go out with someone after. Like if you have dinner plans with a friend, have the date right after dinner, so you're already warmed up.
Woo! Okay.
Chaos ensued, and now it's simmered down, and I can politely thank you all for listening. Truly, it means everything for me, especially if you made it this far. The whole episode, you guys are the best, truly. And if you're a Patreon member, I have some little personal stories that I want to share with you, as well as talk about some of my posting faves and some of my inspirations right now, and like the type of photos I like to take and the fonts that I like to use and what I have planned for spring and summer. I also have some videos that I posted on Patreon. So if you haven't checked those out yet, I had two that went up in the last week. So I'll have that link down below. And if you want to keep up with the YouTube channel, I'll also have that link down below, as well as my Instagram and my Substack and my TikTok. Other than that, I will let you all go, and I hope you have the very best rest of your day. XOXO, Lexi.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.